Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, you know Global Citizen is going on in Central Park this weekend. Meek Mill, Doja Cat, her. Yeah, it's going down.
Hey, there I am. Can you find my mic? I'm here.
There it is. Yeah, it's going down, fam.
It's a big concert. I've been to it before. But
did you enjoy it? Was it a good time?
God, I saw Janet Jackson, Q-Tip.
Oh, yeah. So it was a great time.
It's amazing. And I saw Cardi B. That was, when I went, it was Cardi B's performance, her first performance since she had given birth. It was dope. It was dope.
That's
it was
fire.
Really good. It's in Central Park. It's a family affair. It's during the day. But isn't it, I think you're going to get invited. I don't know if you can purchase tickets.
I don't know how it works. I was just saying it's going down because I saw Doja Cat's name on it. Now we were just playing a song. I have zero idea how this thing functions.
I think a lot of people who belong to, who work with charities get invited. I think if you're like an American Express card holder, like one of those things.
American Express card holders.
Yeah. There's like certain rules. I'm sure they give some away, but.
Well, we're giving stuff away to see the Fugees.
This is
amazing.
And we
also have Universal Circus tickets right now.
I don't think people understand how amazing this show is.
Well, tonight's show is a private show. It's a pop-up show. They will, they are going on tour. They're performing in, you know, their home area of Newark, which is on there. They're performing in Ghana, Nigeria, Miami, Paris, London. I got to look at the thing. But they're doing a world tour. I think they're doing like 10 dates. And this, and like I told everybody, it's Lauren's idea.
Yeah, because, you know.
So it's not like, this ain't like, oh, yo, Lauren, please, please. No, this was Lauren being like, all right, y'all.
Let's get this back.
Let's mount up. You know what I mean? Let's get to
it.
You know, Lauren got something she want to say. So, you know, that's the way it was communicated to me anyway. So it's beautiful that Wyclef and Prize and Jerry Wonder and the whole team is, you know, cooking up. They've been, yo, I heard they've been rehearsing too. This ain't no right. Just like we ain't even link up the first time we're going to see each other's on stage. Nah. They had rehearsals.
Coming out like a unit.
Yeah. So we got some tickets right now. Tina.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening with you? How you doing?
I'm good.
Where are you headed this morning?
I am actually on my way to work right now.
And what do you do for a living? How you getting money?
I work at Newark Airport as an access control coordinator.
I don't even know what that is, but as long as you make them planes come on time, I rock with you. You know what I'm saying? And yo, and Tina, we need to talk about these people that work at baggage claim, man. When you get them late night flights, man, and you know, y'all, can we have a meeting with the late night baggage claim folks? Because when you fly in on that red eye or a late flight, man, sometimes they be dragging their feet. It's already late. You like, man, damn, my bag at, man?
Hey, if they're shorthanded, we have no control over that.
Damn.
She's like, I can only do what I do.
Well, then take some volunteers or something.
Much.
You know what I'm saying? I'll volunteer, go get my own bag. Just show me where it's at, B. So I get up out of here. Yo, Steven, what's happening this morning?
Good morning.
What's going on, man? How's your commute so far?
So far, so good.
Beautiful.
So far, so good.
Be safe on those roads, man. Tina, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles? We have tickets to see the Fugees tonight. So hopefully if you win, even if you can't go, give us a name so somebody don't waste these tickets. Who you want to represent you, Tina?
Of course, my girl, Lorelai.
Yeah, Laura Styles. Mama Styles.
Let's go.
Here we go now. Shawnee got the question. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play.
That's right.
Laura, never lose it.
All right.
Here we
go.
Go.
Okay, which magazine named Respect? Ebro.
Oh, I know this.
Vanity Fair.
Incorrect. Which magazine named Respect the greatest song of all time?
Rolling Stone.
That is correct. Tibet is landlocked. Is a landlocked region of what country?
Ebro.
Laura.
You said Tibet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is a landlocked region of...
3, 2, 1. And...
forgot what it was called.
China?
China is correct.
Oh, yeah. China's I thought correct. They were their own sovereign thing now or something.
Yeah. It was announced that which legendary and recently deceased rapper will be getting a street?
Oh, Ebro. I know this too.
3, 2, 1.
Tupac Shakur.
Incorrect. It was announced that which legendary and recently deceased rapper will be getting a street named after him on Long Island?
Long Island. Biz Markie.
A 1-2.
Woo!
I like to introduce myself.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Tina, you going to see the Fugees tonight.
Tina!
Yeah.
Tonight it goes down, man. I can't tell y'all the location, but it's going to be fire. And shout to Lauren and Clef and everybody, Prize, and everybody over there that gave us tickets this morning. And Tina, if you end up going, maybe me and Laura and Rosenberg will see you. Rosenberg, you going?
No.
You're not going tonight?
I will be there.
I want to go in November. Bound
to Newark.
Yeah.
Yeah, Newark's going to be fire. That'll be going too. All right, Tina.
I'm actually going to bring my daughter.
Yeah, no, I think you can definitely bring your daughter. How old's your daughter?
17.
All right, she'll love it. It'll be a great time. And listen, it's supposedly they're hitting the stage at like 8 o'clock, 8:30. So I'm saying 9.
There you go. Just don't bring that up.
Hang on, Tina. Steven, we love you, bro.
Hey, love you more, man. God bless you guys. Miss Laura, congratulations on Baby Light.
Oh, young Baby Light. Day, man. Yo, Laura, man, we got to talk about Young Baby Light and these photo shoots, B. I didn't like that whole pool table looking up at the sky thing.
Oh, my God.
I saw your comment. What did that mean?
Yo, you got this baby pose on. You know why people pose on pool tables, man.
We took a picture.
Nah, man. She shouldn't be on a gambling pool table where people gamble and all that debauchery takes place in some. She looks like she's in a dive bar on a pool table looking up at the sky.
It definitely doesn't look like a dive bar. It looks kind of fancy.
It doesn't look fancy.
It looks like a fancy place.
You got my niece in a smoky room. You know what I mean? In a little onesie on a pool table.
Oh, my God. You think I took her to some rando bar?
You took her to some raunchy situation.
No.
It was that.
It was not.
On the way, flashing lights.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, speaking of the Fugees, Lauren and Clef made a statement talking about these amazing shows that are going down. So I'll give you some details on this coming up, flashing lights.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Flashing lights, Laura Styles time.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
The Fugees are reuniting for the 25th anniversary of the score. Man. So it's a 12-date run that includes stops in London, Los Angeles, Oakland. Very special pop up here in New York. Secret location.
So wait, is the pop-up... Well, the pop-up is like a teaser to the tour?
Yeah.
Kickoff?
Yeah, it's an announcement. It's the announcement week, so I think the decision was, let's do a little show in New York. And it's actually made possible by the Global Citizen stuff going on this weekend. And remember, the Fugees, Haitian, representing migrants worldwide. That's always been a part of their message. So I think some of this aligns with the Global Citizen conversation. And obviously everything and conversation going on at the border. Right. And even before this, you know, border conversation with we seeing Haitian migrants at the border down in Texas and Mexico area, was the earthquake and the storms that hit Haiti, right? The assassination of the president in Haiti by some Colombian hitmen, whatever that's all about. You know what I mean? So there's a lot for them to get on stage right now and uplift not only Haitian people, but migrants worldwide and refugees, the refugee conversation.
The refugees. Do we know the last time they were officially on stage together?
I don't.
Was it for Dave Chappelle's block party? Remember?
It was around that time. When was Dave Chappelle's block party?
15 years ago.
Years ago.
So word is they've been rehearsing. You know what I'm saying? This is serious business. And this is being led by Miss Laura Hill.
Yeah, there was a statement to Hip Hop DX where she says, like, the Fugees have a complex but impactful history. She said, I wasn't even aware of the 25th anniversary had arrived until someone brought it to my attention. I decided to honor this significant project, its anniversary, and the fans who appreciate the music by creating a peaceful platform where we could unite, perform the music we love, and set an example of reconciliation for the world.
That's nice. Cool. I like that. All right, Miss Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
I like
it. But we got tickets all morning. We just gave a pair away. We'll have some more when DJ John steps in the room, too. How about that?
Yes, let's do it. That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 7:01. Today's a high of 80 degrees and alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Yo, speaking of the conversation of the Haitian migrants at the border, I'm confused. I got questions. I've been following because, for instance, of all the moments that we've heard about a border crisis in our lifetime, Reagan had them, both Bushes had them, Clinton had them, Obama had them, Trump had them. Now we're having another one right now. Every time people act like it's a brand new situation. Every single time. All of a sudden, there's Haitian people who have been working in Central and South America, and only Haitian people are deciding from those areas that have been working there after the earthquake to come to the border.
Do we know that it's only them?
Well, that's the way it's being framed.
Yeah, we would have heard of a migrant caravan just like we saw with Central and South American folks, specifically like Guatemalan, Honduran, El Salvadorian people. We saw them walking from country to country.
Right, right.
So if these Haitian migrants didn't walk, who drove them? And why? And then why are the people showing up at the border saying they've been told that now's a good time? Even though on television, Kamala Harris went. Remember when she went down to Central America and everybody was?
She was like, "Don't come,
do not come."
Right.
I don't understand. And then also, why did that photo, that terrible photo yesterday of the dude on horseback looking like a slave master?
Crazy.
Why did that only that photo came out now during all the Trump years when people were trying to come for the Trump administration being racist?
And Laura, you were saying a horseback border patrol is
not
new.
It's been a thing. No, it's not new. Yeah. Well, from what I read, I mean, listen, abuse at the border is always been a thing.
But that photo hit different.
Of course,
that photo hit super different.
And they knew it would hit different.
Exactly. Yes. Someone knew that would hit
it's
different.
Horrible.
Just, it's interesting.
Now, I'm telling y'all, they will use poor people, migrants, developing nations as pawns in the political game. Oh, they do it all the time.
Right. The question is just figuring out what
the midterms are coming. Midterm elections are coming. The Republicans need a border crisis to scare people. And you know, nothing scares people, white people in America, more than black folks at the border.
Level it up.
Black people are coming to the border.
This is one notch too far for the whites.
You know what I'm saying?
And so
this is all chess, B. This is all chess. And they will use, they don't care about Haitians. They don't care about migrants. They don't care about poor people, period. But Haitian people getting caught in the mix. So you mean to tell me that only the Haitian people down in Central and South America heard that it was a good time to come? Nobody else heard?
Right. Which is, yeah, it doesn't make sense. That is very weird.
It's suspect. Nobody else got the word? Just asking.
The WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Fix him up. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, boys and girls. What's happening, Laura Styles? How you feeling?
I feel good. Good morning.
Yo, did you look up? Did you look at that picture of your niece laying on a pool table? I mean, of my niece laying on a pool table, your daughter? And did you see what I'm talking about?
She's
now
sitting in the corner.
Who suggested to put my niece on a pool table looking up at
it's artistic the direction by a great photographer.
Yo, are you trying to come for like my that. Girlfriend right now? That's what it feels like this whole thing's going.
You know what
you
I mean?
Coming for my girl. That's what it feels
like. Photo?
Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
She took a fabulous photo.
She took an amazing photo.
Playing yourself, yo.
You know what? Now, yo, I don't know what's going on, Miss Hatton.
We just happened to be at a place that had a pool table. We were placing her in different places.
It was empty. The place was empty.
Just us.
And so she saw the pool table and was like, oh, look. And sat her down. And if you look, she's sitting on all green with then the black behind her. It's artistic, man.
It's artistic.
Hold on. By the way, don't listen to him. He's projecting. Did you see Ebro's pictures from the U.S. Open? He's projecting.
Why? What happened?
Because Issa is 7 and has the full-blown girl poses in photos.
Oh, she's been on that for years.
Is she doing her little teacup?
Her teacup, hip out, her baby sign. So he's...
That doesn't bother me that much because that was clearly that's what girls do in photos. We're talking about a 8-month-old on a pool table.
First of all, she's a year.
Congratulations.
She's 10 months.
And second of all, I don't know. I never heard that a pool table.
It's foul.
Yo,
I know.
By the way, give her your man Ricardo the button too because he jumps in the comments. And he's like, yeah, take this down.
Yeah, right.
He posted the picture.
Did he?
Yeah, of course.
He posted the photo.
Hey, yo. Hey, baby, like, man, we don't pose on pool tables, baby. We don't know what.
Stop
listen,
it.
Man.
She's
stay
cute.
Off, stay off the pool table. Stay off the pole.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's such a joke.
Poles and pool tables do go together sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God,
I'm not, you know,
so
I'm not condoning
innocent.
What he's saying, but you know, there's a fine line.
Pool tables also go with, like, you know, beach houses and shuffleboard.
Look how innocent. It's innocent.
Yeah,
come
on.
Me
money on a Saturday
oh,
night.
Oh, shut
you
up,
see what I'm saying? People,
shut
she
up.
Posing where people are gambling and spending money and drinking beer. And you got
way.
Her laid across the table.
Congratulations.
She's definitely not laid across, by the way. Yo, by the way, speaking of people who are pieces of ish like Ebro, the New York Post really came up with a gem tonight. I'll let you guys guess. The article is about how the great Phil Collins is on tour. And by the way, his tour is called Still Not Dead Yet Live.
Oh, he's wild.
So just to be clear, he's having fun with him too, but his health is not good.
That's right. It's been like that for a while.
Yeah, right? And he's still touring. So the article is about how Phil Collins is touring while ill. What do you think the New York Post named the article?
It's so foul.
Illmatic.
Not bad. Not
Ill
bad.
Phil.
You're going to be mad at yourself. In the chair tonight.
Wow.
Give them the button.
That's pretty good, though.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Especially because he's making fun of himself. I
no,
mean,
you're
the
right.
The whole name of the tour, he's self-deprecating.
Still not dead yet?
Yeah, still not dead yet.
Well, then give yourself the button for not figuring out it would have been in the chair tonight.
Laura, what you got today?
Just a little funny one. Nicole Richie was celebrating her 40th birthday. So she was having a little a moment while she was blowing out her candles. She leans over a little too close and her hair just goes woof.
Congratulations. Oh. You played
on
yourself.
On fire.
Oh, that's a full flame.
A full flame.
Yo.
Oh, my gosh. She was trying to have a cute moment, blowing out her candles, special little speech for the family. You lean over, and your hair goes up in flames.
Yo, that is...
Congratulations. Bad. You played yourself.
Worst.
Well, and I got to say it one more time, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout to all the Haitian people tuned in to us. You know, once again, Haitian people being used for political gamesmanship. This is my opinion, because for me, it doesn't make sense that all of a sudden, many of these Haitian people that we're seeing on television and talking about Haiti at the border have been living and working in Central and South America since the earthquake in 2010. Now, all of a sudden, it's about Haitian people coming to the border? And they're the only ones, because according to many of the migrants, they say they were told now is a good time. They're the only ones that got that message.
It's just confusing, and it's obviously important to ask these questions, because that's what I was saying. I was like, how did they get there? Because we saw the Central American caravans. We saw people walking from country to country. It was like a parade. But we would have heard.
You think?
Of, I mean, I heard it's like it's thousands.
Oh, yes.
It's thousands. So we would have
created, and they've created encampments under bridges down there.
Yeah, we would have seen some kind of footage of them coming from South America to Mexico. Guys, it's not a hop, skip, and a jump.
No. Well, and then they got word, and this is after the Vice President, Kamala Harris, has already said, don't come. Went to travel to Central America. People got pissed at her for going down there and saying, do not come. Now's not the time. They deported some 6,000 people, I guess, at the airport in Haiti. There was a bunch of people getting off planes pissed and angry. Of course they are.
Of course.
Because the people that were migrants, they came. They didn't come from Haiti. They were living in Chile and Peru and other places.
Right.
I'm telling y'all.
Isn't it crazy when you think about how little we actually know about what goes on? We'll never know. We'll never know. We'll never fully understand this.
And anybody that's mad about the border, just remember, whether it was Obama, Trump, Clinton, Reagan, the Bushes both times, right now with Biden, there was always some immigrant border crisis. And the reason it happens is because of American foreign policy. We put in puppet leadership in these countries. We destabilize these countries. We create hard economic conditions for them to do business internationally. And then we turn to them and go, yo, get your ish together.
Right.
And you wonder why everybody wants to come here. It's because it ain't so good there. Because of us.
Also because of us.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So my big willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, man. I was feeling bad over the weekend. People was hitting me on Twitter saying that we was mean to Ja Rule. And I was like, yo, but we scored the whole Versus recap as a tie, 10 to 10.
I know. I got a text saying that we were disrespectful. I'm like, were we? We're just...
That wasn't our intention. I feel bad, man. Ja Rule hasn't said nothing, so clearly he ain't bothered. Oh, I was just bothered by his fans.
He definitely reposted somebody talking ish about us.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well,
oh, I missed that.
Good news for you. Whenever you want to play it, DJ John has put together a worst of from our battle, our battle review.
The recap.
He took our highlights or lowlights, depending how you feel about it, of all the times we made fun of Ja Rule and put it together.
Well, it's going to be a lot of finger pointing.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
I do, so that I could blame Shawnee and Rosenberg. Oh.
It really was Ebro. This is what I'm thinking.
We'll find
out. Being that we're going to point fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. I missed one recap and you guys fall apart.
It's a mess.
Yo, Cast One, it was Shawnee and Rosenberg. They was going hard, B. No. Yo, so listen, I do feel bad, man. I do feel bad. That wasn't my intent.
No, we scored it 10-10. I thought we were fair.
Score-wise.
But listen, the truth is some of Ja Rule's music from that era is make funnable to a lot of hip-hop
fans.
So you're
going to keep going, huh?
I'm not going to lie. It is make funnable. I'm sorry. if you're a hardcore hip hop head, a lot of people made fun of it. It doesn't mean it wasn't hugely successful and gave him a great life and great career, and he's talented and a great live performer. But we're gonna get up here and I'm gonna pretend like I love Holla Holla. What are we gonna do?
No, Holla Holla was trash. See why you set me up?
See?
Why?
See, this is how it all began.
But we said, put it on
me.
Here we go.
But put it on me.
I just want y'all to see it's Rosenberg's fault, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, Curved is next. It's gonna happen. Let's see. Aaliyah and Kev. Aaliyah called us, wondering what happened to Kev. And then DJ John steps in the room, and we got tickets to see the Fugees. You know what I mean? The Fugees. Secret show tonight. We can get you in there. Keep it locked. Laura, what'd you want to say to us?
I made the statement, my friends are so foul. And you're like, who? You guys.
Wait, why are we foul?
Because you guys are always talking ish about something.
Well, I mean, look, man.
Rosenberg's mad because I went to the pumpkin patch and I took my daughter to the pumpkin patch.
He's not mad. That's not the point.
The pumpkin patch is just unnecessary.
He's just annoyed.
The baby is 10 months old. You didn't need to start this year. You could have delayed another 2 years before the stupid pumpkin patch trip.
But you make it seem like I planned it. We happened to be driving by. We're like, oh my God, let's stop by the apple picking and pumpkin patches. So we went in and I got
some photo shoot.
I got some delicious apple donuts and cider and apples.
But the point is, you guys still got caught up in like the cultural hype beasting of the pumpkin patch.
Oh, it's your thing.
Like, I didn't even think about that.
I've been driving past pumpkin patch my whole life. I don't even know how many. You know why? Because you see it, you don't even think about it.
Yo, I'm in. They got me. Because you, a few years ago.
You're still going though? You're not still going, are you?
I've taken Issa twice. I didn't take her young. I only took her at 5 and 6.
Okay.
And I didn't take her at 6. Last year was COVID. We ain't going to no pumpkin patch last year.
That was a good outdoor activity. It's the one year
you
should
have
gone.
Well, no, they're so crowded, though.
Yeah, I heard they get really crowded. I was there. It was like 5 families. There was no one there.
They get mad crowded. If you try to go on a Saturday or Sunday, it's dumb crowded. Parking's crazy.
I'm good. I lived a whole childhood, never needed a pumpkin patch.
Oh, you going?
Listen.
When you have your child.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep.
It's happening.
Pumpkin pee.
Oh, it's happening.
We'll
Especially
see.
When you look, because at a certain point with your kid, you start looking for things to do. Not when they're 10 months old, clearly, but when they're 4, 5, 6, and you're like, what are we going to do this weekend?
Because we got to watch.
We got to do something.
Because this kid's going to be wanting to do something all weekend.
Right.
And you got to burn up that energy.
Yes.
You got to do something.
So you're going to put on your Crocs and go to the pumpkin patch.
I'm not going to put on Crocs, and I'm not going to go to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, you going?
I'll tell you who.
Crocs, maybe not.
I'll tell you who's already going to patches with no children. Just for no reason. DJ John.
Already? Wow.
It's DJ John.
DJ John.
Apple Johnny.
DJ John.
Yeah. Wait, you're already at the apple picking?
Yeah.
DJ
Johnny John. I went with my lady and her family, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, so it was no kids, adults.
They had kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you went along? You just went along for other people's kids, apple picking?
Well, my lady has a daughter, so we went because of her. Fine. And then her family.
He's a stepdad now.
I forgot. Yo, stepdad John is so nuts.
Real.
By the way, how old is her child?
She's 13.
So, okay. So stop. You weren't going for her kid. Her kid didn't want to go apple picking.
She had a good time.
She wanted to go to a movie and make TikToks. She didn't want to go apple picking. Yo, DJ, stepdad DJ, we need the chronicles of stepdad John.
He ain't going to tell us.
Wait, what?
Tell us.
What do you want to know?
Well, he's got a teenager, too. She's listening. Her friends is listening. Her mom's listening. He ain't going to tell us the truth.
Are you guys developing like a bond?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Shout out to Z.
Y'all are homies now.
Yeah, we homies.
Nicknames.
Does she listen?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
What'd she think about the shenanigans of DJ John? What did she think?
I haven't asked her yet.
You should ask her.
All right. Should I call her now?
You want to call on the radio?
Really? Is that what you want to do? Have you talked?
He's thinking it through. She's probably in the car right now with her mom.
Have you talked to your girlfriend about her wanting to have her child on the radio? Have you had that conversation?
She'll be fine, but then she'll give me like why? So, but she probably
as a parent should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before you put her kid on full display and we start grilling her.
So we went to the city on 9/11. We walked around. We had dinner. So it was cool.
And what does that have to do with the pumpkin patch?
No, we hanging out.
Right.
They do things.
Also planning and trying to find things to do with a 13-year-old, it's challenging for me. So I'm like, all right, what do
What activities are there for a 13-year-old? Right, like, so. You can't go to a hookah spot and see E! Styles DJ.
Yeah, no.
Gotta dump to the deep end.
I mean, people do it. Call right now. You want to be smarter than DJ John. We're giving away tickets to see the Fugees tonight. What else do you have, John?
Oh, one Africa Music Fest going down Friday, October 1st.
So. Wow, you get two pairs of tickets.
Wow, one Africa Music Fest.
Yeah, Coney Island, Brooklyn. You know what it is, man. T.O. Savage, Flavor, Rema, and more. Tickets available now at Eventbrite and Ticketmaster.com, baby.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Fuji situation tonight. Secret location.
It's tonight?
Yes, tonight.
You got tickets?
Baby.
We're giving some away, of course.
No, do you, like, can I ask you for tickets? Because I want to go.
Oh, well.
You know them very well. Yeah. They're like your family.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Jerry's like your brother.
He got to win.
You going, Shani?
Well, you in there.
Yo, Shani, Kirby, hang your tickets. I want to go.
Let's go.
Shani's like,
now, I might be able to get you. You really want to go?
Yes.
You can probably bring the 13-year-old.
Oh, that is a good
one. It's the Fugees. No, it's not as if it's like...
School night.
Yeah, school night. Well, Lauren's going to be on time. Miss Lauren Hill's going to be on time, so you can have her back home by like 10 o'clock.
Listen.
Where's Lauren Hill?
If she's not, the segment we're going to have at 7:20 tomorrow going to be crazy.
Rosenberg is not going, so he's being such a hater.
No, I'm not. I think it's going to be great. I just don't... Wait, when's it a long day?
It's going to start at 11.
It's a secret location. Why would you ask me where it is?
What cross street is that?
All right, let's focus. Who's on the phone?
Wow, you really trying to ruin the Fugees' whole little thing tonight.
Oh, damn.
You call it a little thing?
God.
It's a small thing.
It's a small thing.
It's
not.
It's a little thing.
The greatest
But
group
it's
ever.
A small, intimate,
You're calling
little,
it a small thing. That's
yes,
not nice.
Yes, I am. Because they're going to have a big thing.
Oh, okay.
Can you just answer the phone?
Yo, shout out to Africa, man. When the Fugees touch down in Ghana in December.
London's going to be crazy.
Yo, the Fugees in Ghana, I'm in there. Oh, I am there.
You know when it is?
Yeah, they put it up. What's the date of Ghana?
December 18th.
You're actually going to do it?
I'm going.
For real?
Christmas vacation.
Are you hosting?
No. Who am I to host the Fugees? I'm nobody.
You're Ebro.
I'm just happy to be in the building.
You're the old man.
He just wants to go
Marie,
to Ghana.
What's happening?
El Viejo.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
You sound sleepy. You tired? You having a tough morning?
No, I'm a little bit excited. I'm dropping kids off to school.
Oh, shout to the kids going to school right now. True. Okay, Marie, answer this question super quick so you can be in there tonight so we can see the Fugees together.
All right, Marie, can you tell us, just name one member of the Fugees?
Really?
Wait, say that again?
Yeah,
name
say it again.
One member of the Fugees.
Sorry.
Lauren Hill?
Yeah.
Boom,
pal.
I'm a little nervous.
Yo, don't listen to John, man. Rule of the game.
She didn't hear it. It wasn't because of me.
No, because you talk over it.
I did it, though.
She DJ said the John. Question. All right, let's focus, DJ John. Can you tell us what high school did Lauren Hill and Praz go to?
Ooh. Newark High.
Good guess.
Newark High.
Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Yeah, Maplewood. This is Seton Hall.
Marie, you going to see the Fugees and you get tickets to the One Africa Music Fest. Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Marie, can you go tonight?
Yes, I can.
Nice.
Hey, this makes me want to go.
Yo.
I hear this, it makes me want to go.
Hang on, Marie. We're going to get your info, okay? The show's tonight. Hang on. Turn that up. That's why Clef see that flesh get scored.
Shawnee, I'm gonna see you tonight, Shawnee.
We in there. Laura is the biggest Fugees fan in the room.
Hey, you number.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles, what you working on?
Oh, this is tough. Coming up in a flashing lights report, there's a big interview on The Real. The ladies are interviewing Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, the woman that's been that was sexually assaulted by him.
And harassed, right?
And harassed. And she's telling her side of the story. I'll give you details on what's happening, but this is big.
Ugh. Turn that up, man. Let's run some Fugees. Fugees appreciation, man. Yo, it's too good, man.
Yo, I remember my friend was so tight because he bought the first Fugees album and it didn't have the remixes on it.
Oh, what was it called? The
Blunted on Reality?
Blunted on Reality.
So when Blunted on Reality came out, it didn't have Nappy Head's remix.
Nope.
It didn't have Vocab remix. So it was like, it's thought of, and I'll be honest, I never spent a ton of time with it, but it's thought of as like, you know, it wasn't what people wanted it to be because it didn't have the remixes.
Well,
and
the remixes is what really got them in their groove.
That's Nappy Head's remix was
Hey Mona
the
Lisa.
Set off.
Can't get it. Yeah, that, but that was, I remember I had the CD.
The remix CD. That moved, but it wasn't on the album. And then I remember my friend like traded it. You remember back in the day, you'd have an album, and you actually, music was so different. You'd be like, yo, I don't really listen to this. You don't really listen to that. Let's swap. But then that score came out
different,
and yeah, they have an interesting trajectory in that regard. There aren't a lot of groups like that where the first album was cool, but the second one was the complete jump off.
Most, the sophomore is usually the struggle.
Or it's good, but not quite as good. Right. I guess you could argue Tribe Called Quest to some people.
Yeah.
But People's Instinctive Travels was still big.
It was big.
Left Low My Theory Wallet. Was bigger.
Can I Kick It? But then, yeah.
Bonita. I mean, it had hammers on it.
Hammers.
But it wasn't as big as Low End Theory culturally.
But nonetheless, the Fugees are touring together again.
Shout out to the Fugees, man.
Great 10 guys. Cities. I think it's 10 cities. Africa, they doing Nigeria and Ghana. They doing Paris and London, Miami, Newark, New Jersey. Tonight there's a pop-up show people are really excited about. We have more tickets coming up next hour. Right now, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So this popped up yesterday. The Real Daytime Talk Show is interviewing today Jennifer Hall, who is the woman suing Nicki Minaj's husband Kenneth Petty over allegations including witness intimidation, harassment.
This is a whole mess.
Yeah. This is a mess because there's been stories that, you know, that Nicki tried to get her to recant, you know, that saying basically said that he never sexually assaulted her, but he did go to jail.
Well, they supposedly offered money.
Yeah.
And sent people with money, et cetera, et cetera.
And then when.
And this was also that he wouldn't have to register as a sex offender? Was that the aim here?
It was to clear him.
Yeah, so he
wouldn't. Even though he already served time, they just wanted it off his record.
So basically, if the woman would have said, yo, it's a lie, then he wouldn't have to register as a sex offender anywhere. Because he got in trouble for not registering as a sex offender in California.
Right. So, it's a whole mess, fam.
It's really, really, really messy.
And I just want to go on the record and say it's not a good idea if you if somebody says that you harmed them and you served time, you were convicted for it. It's not a good idea to go back and rehash that.
No.
I would just say, like, if you served your time.
Yeah.
And it's in the past. Let's just figure out ways to keep moving forward. Because when you ask that individual to recant stories and offer him money, you put money on the table?
Well, tomorrow, whatever that story ends up being today that she tells, this is probably going to reach more people than it's ever reached people before. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out today when people hear the stories. Because it could be the ultimate congrats. Because when you think about it, in theory, the idea was we don't want this stink anywhere near Nicki and her brand and who she is.
Well, he doesn't want it on his record
anymore. And he doesn't want it on his record, right? But I have to imagine part of that is the fact that he's now with this high-profile person. We want to get rid of that. If, in fact, those measures were taken to try to get rid of it...
And it got bigger.
You made it so much worse.
Oh, disaster.
You know? But we'll see what she says.
Disaster.
And to all the Sex and the City fans, the actor Willie Garçon passed away. I don't know if I'm Which sure one? None of you guys saw Sex and the City.
Who is he? Who is he?
Stanford.
Rosenberg used to watch every week.
He played Carrie's best friend.
Gay dude? Yeah.
He was quietly battling cancer and he just passed away.
I don't have any idea who y'all talking about, Stanford but it sounds like a great guy, and that's a sad story.
Damn. Yeah. Before the new joint comes out.
He shot some scenes for the new one that's coming out.
Oh, really? He's in the new one?
Yeah.
Yo, by the way, I don't understand. First of all, rest in peace. That's really sad. Second time we've heard of someone kind of keeping it private and then just passing away. But I don't understand how Samantha's not in the new joint.
That's drama there, too.
Yo, how do you
Wait,
not
which one's
that
Samantha?
The promiscuous one.
Oh, I like her.
The best one.
Her and the Jessica lady got beef, I heard.
Yeah. A lot of people would say is because she was a favorite, a fan favorite, and that she would kind of like overshadow Carrie Bradshaw character. So it was a little bit of friction.
But there has to be more than a little bit of friction if she's literally
And she claimed
passing.
She was bullied on set.
Bullied.
And I read an article that said that she was asked to be in it and she refused. Yeah. She was like,
because
I'm not
she was,
with it.
Because she felt that it was really fake, that they kept bullying her and they treated her like garbage all the time. And she was like isolated while working and filming this like beautiful friendship when it was nothing like that.
Really?
That she was just like, I'm good.
But yo, they were all grown ass adults. Like, I don't understand how that happens.
I don't know.
Yo, I mean, the amount of bag you're like, passing up.
Some people be acting like a-holes, man.
True, but y'all couldn't squash this for the bag. Hold
She's
up.
Probably like, look, I squashed it for the first movie. The second movie, I'm done with y'all.
Oh, it was the second. It wasn't during the whole show. It was on the movie sets.
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of happened.
Man,
over
they got
time.
Beef, man. They was just mad because she was sexy. They was hating.
What was she sexy?
All right, that's your flashing lights report. True. The time is 8:05, high 80 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Yo, I think I've only seen like one or two episodes of Sex and the City.
There's no way your girl didn't watch that whole show.
Oh, she loves
it. She did. She loves it, right? I'm sure.
Can I tell you the real talk?
What? She is a super fan.
I'm going to tell you the realest talk on Sex and the City. Before I met my ex-wife, I hated that show. I just like, I was like, they don't talk realistically. It looks stupid. Like, why do people like this? Mm-hmm. And then when I met her and it was like the tail end of it being on, maybe started watching it in reruns. I got to tell you. And now living in New York the past 14, 15 years, it's a great show.
It's great.
I heard it's great.
And Shawnee, you would love it too. The way they tap into relationship is
Sex in the City.
It's a great show.
It's all about relationships.
I mean, listen, Jay-Z said back in the day, the only time they don't talk is during Sex in the City. It's how real it is.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
I think we may have to apologize to Ja Rule.
Is that what we're hearing?
No, that's what I'm feeling. I haven't heard anything other than people saying we were very mean during the Versus recap. That was just last week.
You were.
Me?
John,
you were.
John, you edited this audio that we're about to play in a little bit. Is it bad?
I have to admit, the four of you guys, well, Kaz wasn't here. You guys are a bunch of a-holes. I just want to say that.
Oh my God, John.
Including you.
John has.
And you.
John has zero credibility in this. He's a hater. But he did edit the audio. So
that doesn't matter. He has bad judgment.
But guys, he's editing the audio so you only hear the bad parts. Did you sprinkle in some good parts in there?
There is no good parts.
Wow. Wow. See, now you know. Wow. Now you know.
Got it here.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Y'all feel some type of way when he says none of these issues are Dodge. Yo, Dodge got some fire out here, man. Why are you going at Trackhawks and Challengers? Chargers.
He's saying that none of his cars are a Dodge?
Right.
Yo, when I was a kid, my parents had a Dodge Intrepid. That joint was... a system in there. That was the car we wanted to drive.
You know what I mean?
Because the 87 Taurus wagon had a trash system.
That Dodge Intrepid.
If mom let me drive the Intrepid.
Yo, shout out to everybody out here pushing those American muscles. You know what I'm saying? Yo, J. Cole dropped some heat last night. You know I'm a J. Cole fan.
J. Cole, that, yo, he's one of the only people that I hit click immediately. I see J. Cole drops.
Because you know he's getting to something.
It's going to be something. And he decided to jump in on that Drake pipe down beat.
I'm working on dying.
That's the Hov sample too, right?
Mm-hmm. Gotta have a space.
Damn, this quality is trash.
I mean, freedom.
Where y'all got this from?
YouTube.
Oh, it's just the internet? Yeah, it's not like an official.
I thought it sounded better on my computer.
Yeah. With that impossible.
Yeah, man. He bodies.
Supposed to be relaxing. This passion makes that impossible.
I still think that J. Cole is sitting in this at this very moment. I'm not talking about popularity. I'm talking about the combination of all of it. Combination of popularity and dopeness.
And catalog. And he's had radio hits. Not a problem.
I think he's number one right now. I think he's in the number one seat.
Of the Drake, Kendrick, Kanye, Cole.
Just the active, popular. Listen, I know there are people hit me on the side, underground cats. I'm like, I can rap better than Cole. And I'm like, hey, maybe this person can. But I'm talking when you factor in
the whole
mainstream, the whole thing.
Touring.
I think he's
merch,
the guy.
The whole business.
Like, I think Drake is more popular, but Cole's music has been better. I think Kendrick is, obviously, y'all know how I feel about Kendrick, but he hasn't dropped in a long time.
That's right.
I think right now, Cole's the one sitting in that seat. And I think you wanted to remind us by jumping on a little Drake joint. Now, you know they'll tell you he shouts out Drake on the joint.
But you feel like it's a competitive shot.
I believe by jumping on his record, it is somewhat competitive. He could have jumped on anything in the world. I think he wants to show people.
Well, look, Drake is competitive too. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Let's get into it. Speaking of competition, Versus went down last week, and I found myself feeling bad over the weekend because I got some tweets from, you know, Ja Rule fans, people who listen to the show that said, yo, we was disrespectful and mean. When people say that I was mean,
I don't like that.
Disrespect I could take, because that's one of those loose things that people just throw around when they're like, yo, you was disrespectful. It's like, fam, I was giving my opinion on some music. But when people said I was mean to Ja Rule, I started to feel bad.
Well, I don't want
to I don't want to be mean to Ja Rule.
Neither would I. I like Ja Rule. As a person, I don't want to be mean to Ja Rule.
Now, there's songs from every artist that I just don't like. And I mean, look, whether it was any artist, whether it's Hov, DMX, Nas, there's things where I just be like, yo, that song was doo-doo. It was trash. I ain't like it. And that's my personal opinion, even if it was popular.
Let's hear how bad it really was. DJ John made a best of RB Nas.
Or would you call it worst of?
Yeah, by worst the way, of. He cut out any of the good things we said.
That's this what I'm saying. So it's going to sound, worse than it really is.
You guys said some good stuff?
I said a bunch of great stuff. Yes. Like, Ja Rule's a great performer.
I said that.
He's got hits. Ladies love him.
The ladies are going crazy at the Verses for him.
Yo, we all up here copping. Please don't go. Yeah, listen, I'm the only, just for the audience, I'm the only one that felt bad. The rest of these savages didn't have any remorse about what they did.
Because you went at his neck the most. So, exactly, of course, you're going to feel bad. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I wasn't here. I would have never disrespected Ja Rule like
Ja Rule albums. So, when it comes to album cuts from Ja Rule.
You didn't listen to Veni, Vidi, Vinda?
Wow, Rosenberg, disrespect. Yeah, sorry, Ja.
Damn.
Look, the record was cute for me. It just never meant that much to me.
It's been so long. I met a chicken about this, but then I'm.
They went Ja Rule.
They went Ja Rule? Okay.
Ja Rule. I should just veto him just to be more of a jerk.
Might as well.
I'm starting to think, for those that think Hot 97 is not the same hip-hop station it used to be, I'm starting to think that the demise started with the pop records from Ja Rule.
Wow.
Amount of Ja Rule fans,
I forgot you said that.
Riding for Ja Rule right now.
Oh, my God.
If you're mad at where hip-hop's at, your man Ja Rule was the quintessential singing, taking it pop rapper. But y'all don't like
that's not
holla,
disrespectful.
Holla.
Wow.
Come on.
Yo, wait, I don't understand. I need you guys to articulate exactly what you're feeling.
Nothing to articulate. Just
not
one.
Hold on. Wait, Laura, what's
Laura,
happening, man?
Laura, use your words. We got to use our words, okay? Ebro, I'm going to try if you don't mind.
Isn't that a hit song? It's a song that everyone loves. It was a hit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The crowd last night really popped for it. I mean, Ja Rule did such a great job. What's going on right now?
So, Holla Holla is one of those songs. that at first you go, oh, I haven't heard this in so long. And then after 10 seconds, you go, I don't want to hear this anymore.
I know. Yes. Wow.
This is a perfect moment for everybody to understand that. How do I say this?
I love teaching moments.
Most people like trash.
Okay, yes, I'm
no disrespect to Ja Rule.
No disrespect. See, when I woke up this morning and heard you walking here talking about, yo, Ja Rule, I was like, listen, I got a job to do today.
Well, listen, that's what teammates do. We lift each other up.
How did Ja Rule follow?
See,
turn it off. Yeah. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Dang.
Yo.
Yo, but I said no disrespect to Ja Rule.
We're back to
live. It wasn't personal.
We're back to September 22nd.
Okay.
Yo. And that was, first of all, you were worse than I thought, Ebro. Because I forgot, I did come in being like, yo, Ja Rule had a great night last night. And Ebro was like, oh, he want to talk about Ja Rule was great last night.
Ja Rule was great last night. All right, calmate.
Yo, Ebro, you're a bad guy, man.
Yo, that sounded crazy. I didn't hear any of this at all, and that's fine. You just blamed the demise of hip hop on on Ja Rule.
No, it wasn't Ja Rule personally. It wasn't a personal attack, though. It wasn't.
You said it was the music he made.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah. Oh God, don't hit him. Like, I know there are people out there going, "Nah, that's a hit too." I'm not listening to "Between Me and You" after Twins deep covered, man.
I know there are young people like, what? No, Between Me and You was a smash hit.
Yo, shut up. You were in diapers. You wasn't even wiping your ass good. You still had skid marks in your drawers. You don't know what you're talking about. I love Ja Rule. He's a great guy.
Mm. See?
Great guy and had a great run in hip-hop.
Disclaimer. Like, if you're a fan, you remember. Or at least you did.
Yo, y'all want to just quit Versus and celebrate Remy right now?
I felt that way last night. Yo.
Big record.
Laura, you voting for Ja Rule?
I am not.
You know, coming off of the 50 L... Coming off of the Fire Fest.
Damn,
you know,
Sean.
He took it out of 50.
No, he brought up the Fire Fest, bro.
And if we weren't on the radio, I would tell you how I really feel about what you're saying right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Resort music, baby.
Wow. Yo, listen. One of the reasons I didn't like that song from Ja Rule is because I thought it was a Tupac bite.
Who would I be without my baby? Lady. And I don't
want
to go lady.
Hey,
lady.
Yo, Shawnee, not even doing an album.
Yo, Shawnee, what are you doing, man?
You're singing my favorite song. Stop the music.
First of all, that was Rosenberg as a Shanti.
Rosenberg and Shawnee cover Ja Rule classics.
Yo, you guys were mean right there, Shawnee and Rosenberg.
But that was just funny. I mean, everyone knows his voice is like, he has a very distinct voice. Yeah, like,
you going to keep going?
Nah, man, you know, I was trying to, what they say, impersonation is flattery? Or
highest form of flattery.
Exactly, see, sure. I was showing love.
Queens. Listen, me Queens. As a neutral guy, listening to this, I would understand why Ja Rule or fans of Ja Rule feel away.
Ja Rule does not feel away. We haven't heard from Ja Rule. He's fine.
That's why.
He had a great night.
That's why. He's talked to everybody since.
We may never hear from him again is what you're saying.
Wait, Ja Rule reached out to you since Versus, Kat?
Not to me. I mean to other outlets.
Oh, got it. He's done interviews since the Versus?
He did Drink Champs. It didn't come out yet, though.
Okay.
Got it.
I doubt he cared about what we said. We're just some local yokels on the radio.
Nah, he cares. He cares.
Nah, he cares, man.
He definitely cares, but I think he gets it, though. He know. Look, when he was on stage at Versus last week, he was saying, look, I'm the singing rapper.
That's
like,
right.
He said it. He knows what he was in the game, and he was very successful. People loved it. He's going to go out on tour and do his thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna. But I just wanted to say, I did feel bad because people interpreted what we did as terrible. And Cass, you're saying what we did was terrible?
Those clips sounded pretty terrible.
Man, that was jokes.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Damn.
I've done a lot of things on the air that afterwards I felt legitimately bad for. Like, damn, that joke wasn't cool. Honestly, I can't speak for every word Ebro said, But for me, Rosenberg, I don't feel bad about the jokes. They were goofs.
Yeah.
I don't like Ja
it's
had
not
an
like
incredible
we called
look.
Them trash and Ebro did.
Oh yeah. It's not like listen, it's not like Shawnee or I or Laura blamed him for the demise of hip hop. Ebro did that.
Damn.
Oh.
I didn't blame him. I just blamed the songs. God. If people are frustrated by pop rap, it's you know.
Yo, clean up on our team.
Yo, John, with you, man. The Ebro did was crazy.
Wow.
Queens.
Got it here.
F y'all, man.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So I personally find it peculiar that the Haitian migrant situation at the Texas-Mexico border is so crazy. Mm-hmm. Because then you find out when you read the articles, and obviously people who have Haitian family members know what's going on in Haiti or otherwise, say that the Haitian people coming to the border, the migrants are saying they were told now's the time that they could get access to the United States. Mm-hmm. Also, most of these people, the Haitian migrants, have already been living outside of Haiti since the 2010 earthquake. Mm. So the story goes.
Yeah.
Most reports say that. So you mean to tell me we left Haiti, went and started working in Chile,
Brazil.
Peru, Brazil, Colombia, Central America somewhere, mm-hmm. and maybe had plans to try to save up enough money to try to get access to the United States, get a visa, whatever, do it the right way, mm-hmm. be an immigrant the right way. But then all of a sudden, at this one moment, we're all going to go to the border at the same time?
What was the word?
So I've been asking around. I post on social media, and a lot of people are saying what I just said, which is they've been told. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my boy Shaft. He said radio stations are telling people in Chile, etc., that the borders are open for their nationals. Also, local social media groups in these countries are sending the same messages on Facebook and WhatsApp.
Ugh.
And so then I go, well, didn't Kamala Harris just go to Central America and everybody fried her for getting up on the mic down there and saying, do not come to the United States?
Mm-hmm.
So why would now another message get put out? Mm-hmm. Because, and so the only thing that adds up to me is, it's time to make things difficult for Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and the Democrats at the midterms. Oh, and by the way, we're going to take these pictures of Border Patrol on horseback, which, Laura, you pointed out earlier, has been something they've always had.
I've read that this is nothing, it's not new. And by the way, guys, abuse at the border is an ongoing thing. It's been happening for decades.
So now you know how you want to get black folks turned up. Put that image of a white man on horseback with a whip and a black person running for safety.
Because it was horrible. Horrible.
You want to get black people to turn against the Democrats, do that.
It is an image that will have that effect, for sure. It's just interesting. And by the way, it's wrong if it's happening now. It's wrong if it was happening 4 years ago. But why are we only... It's just weird that we're seeing it right now. All that border talk a few years ago and none of those pictures came out during that?
Well, here's my thing. If it's not just Haitian migrants at the border, and it's Guatemalans, Hondurans, El Salvadorians,
Venezuelans.
And Venezuelans, anybody else that's been making the trek.
Yes.
Why is it only being framed as Haitians?
Because it's a specific group that came. And I'm trying to, we brought this up earlier.
The history of the United States is such that when Haitians try to migrate to America, when you look back at history, they always send them back.
Absolutely.
They're very hard on Haitian migrants.
Very hard on Haitian migrants, Venezuelans, Central Americans. People are quick to say, like, yo, just fill out the paperwork and wait till your... Guys, it takes over 20 years if they let you in. If. My older sister tried to do it. It took my mother 17 years to have her daughter live with her, trying to do it that way.
And so if you want to scare people at voting time, put some black people at the border.
This is not taking away how horrible it is, by the way.
No, not at all. But this border crisis happens with every single president, by the way. Every single president has one.
Yes. Yes.
Forever. But you want to scare white voters, have some Africans and black people at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, these are the ish-hole countries.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very convenient. Very convenient. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Where the gurus unite. Shani Coltrane burns sage.
That's right.
Clears the energy in the room. Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises as we come together to uplift those in need.
Zen.
Rosenberg, who needs our help?
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's the email address, the inbox on fire right now. Send us your emails. We'll do our best to take care of your issues as we see fit.
Saving lives live.
Good morning. I listen religiously every day to the podcast, but I'm going through it for real. I'm going to keep it short. My fiance of 14 years. Guys, paying attention?
Yeah, because okay, if y'all been planning on getting married for 14 years...
I'm hoping you're working.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
She's moving out because she's just not happy.
Because you've been telling her you was going to marry her for 14 years.
My lighter ready.
I believe I took her for granted and wasn't taking care of myself.
You think?
But she still lives at my place. We're cordial sometimes when we see each other here. I don't want to lose her, but I think her mind is made up and she's actively looking for her own spot. What's worse is that I just started a new good paying job when she told me she was done. I don't know what to do. Like, during the day, I have trouble breathing just thinking about losing her.
Wow.
I don't know how to move on, and I can't imagine neither her or I being with somebody else. I work 80-hour weeks, so that's kind of helping.
80 hours?
But I just can't shake this feeling of hopelessness and sadness. I've been consoling myself with the mantra that you guys have been saying, and that is sometimes you just have to take the L, and that is it. Truly love this woman. Any advice would help. I thank you and love you all sincerely. P.S. Rosenberg, you're major, and we met at the softball game. And thank you for being super gracious. Love, Ebro the Messiah. Laura, Shawnee, Cass.
I'm a Messiah now. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
This dude here.
This ain't great. This isn't a great situation.
And I feel like there's some information being left out a little bit.
Yes,
14-year fiance. I'm hoping he worded that wrong. 14-year relationship and she's your fiance.
By the way, that is it. He sent an update. I'm glad you mentioned that, Shani. He did send an update right after that in which he specified, I think they were been engaged for 3.
Got right. it.
So okay, together 14, but engaged 3.
Oh, that sounds better.
A little more context. He said, I'm sorry, I reread it. We were together for 14 years, but engaged for the last 3. I'm 32, she's 31. My only long-term relationship. That's it.
They're really young, too.
They've been together since they were kids.
Yeah, she want to get out here and get spicy, my G. She been with you for a long time. It's probably a good thing, and if it's meant to be, guess what? They say if it's real, it's coming back.
It'll come back.
This is, listen, man, I'm going to tell you right now.
But it's going to come back. You know what I mean?
No, don't.
Little
no.
used?
Yo, guys.
A little far. Different.
No, no, but honestly, as a grown man, as a mature man, mm-hmm. it is good for men to understand that that is not your possession.
Correct.
Right. It is completely, listen, you meet a lady and she's got skills that you didn't know she had. She learned right. them somewhere, family.
But he doesn't sound even like, it doesn't sound like he's freaking out necessarily specifically about that.
No, he's sad.
He's just sad. Yeah. He's just sad.
It just sounds like the relationship right now has run its course, and that happens sometimes. You might love each other. She's just not in love with you
but
anymore.
He's not either.
I don't think so either. I think you're just used to it.
How do you exactly? Why do you think he's not in love with her?
Because I just feel like he's procrastinating. He's admitted that he's taking her for granted, and he's like, but I love her. And like, you know, should just take the L. Like, he's already in a certain space, like mentally. Like, he doesn't want to lose her because he's complacent and, as Laura said, just used to her. But I don't know if he really wants to like lock in right now. He's what, 32? You know what I'm saying? They've been together 14 years. Like, now he got a job and he's in between. I don't think he really, really wants to do it, but he doesn't want to lose her.
This sounds like you should take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe the relationship is not, it's obviously not where it used to be. And sometimes it's okay, guys, to go your separate ways. And like, and not even with hard feelings. Mm-hmm. You can be like, look, things are not working out right now. It's like, I love you. I'm just not in love with you anymore. And that's all right.
Listen, you guys are both correct. Okay. I agree with you. I think that's the answer. Cass, you're also correct.
Burn it on down, Cass. No, light it up.
I think Cass is also right. But to the point that he's really asking about, at least that's how I took it, about like, what do I do to get through this part?
Be honest with yourself.
And Laura, I got news for you. That honest with yourself ain't going to help.
My Lord.
Honest with yourself doesn't help during those days. As the person here who's had the 14-year relationship end, you're going to be...
It's going to hurt.
In it, boy. I mean,
he's going to be hurt.
You just got to keep focused on the fact that y'all are 32 years old.
Yes, so young.
Right.
And Ebro's right. If it's meant to be, maybe in a couple years, y'all come back as... Listen, I can't even get my words in with the way they're burning this thing down.
Oh, my gosh. Charbroiled.
But they're right. It is time to charbroil. And it sounds like she's moved. Sounds like you are ready for something different.
Yeah,
so
yeah, he knows
too. She's ready to sow her wild oats.
Okay.
That's
it.
All right.
Do your best, bro. Keep your head up. You're going to get through it and be all right, man. It's going to be super hard. Lean on your friends. Focus on work. Find positive activities. You said you don't take care of yourself. Start taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Put that energy somewhere. That's how you keep from that depression, man. You got to put that energy somewhere.
And by the way, you want her to, you want to rebuild this one day? Become the best version of you.
And then you never know what the future holds, okay? So say the gurus. Aww.
Damn, it's burning
in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hey, yo, but in the meantime, she living her best life.
She's outside.
I just want to point this out.
She's looking at options right now.
I just want to point this out. The man got on the radio an hour ago saying he felt bad because we were too critical of Ja Rule. Right. Then a real person, this is not a fake person, I could show you his email address.
Poor guy.
Real human being. Is pouring his heart out to us, and Ebro just wants to go, your girl's gonna get boned by G.
I didn't say
that. That's exactly what you're saying.
She gonna come back a little stretched out.
Yo, Shawty, now
shut up.
Laura, we gotta talk guru
this
suspension.
This is what he said.
Yo, I'm talking suspension.
Let her go, but she gonna come back with some character lines.
Yo, Shawty.
That's not what you said.
Shawty.
She gonna be moving that thing different, baby.
My Lord.
Rosenberg, we need a meeting.
She looking back at it, my G. That thing clapping right there.
She got three options right now.
She got somebody pinned against the wall right now.
What's happening?
Turn that up.
Y'all are so bad.
Damn.
Shake that thing, mama. Shake that.
This is terrible.
Y'all are so terrible.
Shawty, I can't believe you.
I was just repeating what he said. Not that I feel that way.
We lost Shawty.
That's what she doing.
Are they saying head?
Oh,
always wondered that.
I think he's saying head, head, and more head.
That is exactly what the words are, guys.
That is what it is?
I never liked the Doo Doo Brown reference.
That joint ringing, though.
Yo, have a laugh, bro. Don't worry about this.
Don't worry about them.
Ignore them.
She's shaking them things, baby. Shake them things, baby. Shake them things,
now, what? Baby. Yo, who hit that? Yo, Cash, you're a piece of ish. You are a piece of
human,
human filth.
Beings.
You are
filth. Yo, that's what goes with the song. It's DJ.
Hey, so hey, listen. Sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying, my guy.
I don't think it's keeping him from crying. Recognize a pimp, open your eyes,
hop in the passenger side of the ride. The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laurel Styles and my boy, Rosenberg.
Wake up.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Fire. Cast 197 minutes commercial free.
Oh man.
Yo, we got, you know that Boz J. Cole's crazy too. The Jackie?
Yeah, Jackie's moving around.
Yo, man, shout out to Dreamville. J. Cole just dropped some new bars last night over the Pipe Down from Drake Beat.
Fire.
Are we convinced that that is a competitive shot across the bow to let cats know, like, Drake's doing numbers, but I get to these too. Oh, y'all quiet. Y'all quiet on that.
I think it was trying to listen. You, like, could have rhymed on anything. Why'd you jump on that joint? I think it's to show people something. But listen, they'll always go, there the media goes, stirring things up. But that's the first thing I thought was, damn, you jumping on something right off Drake's album? It came out 2 weeks ago.
I mean, Freddie Gibbs jumped on Champagne Poetry too.
Oh, really?
Remember? He did one. Freddie jumped on one too and said and took a kind of a shot at Kendrick.
Mm. Freddie did?
Yeah.
What did he say about Kendrick?
People said, because Freddie said, you're not smoking number one though. He said, I'm smoking on top. Remember, he said, I'm smoking on top fives. Ooh. On Baby Keem's song. Freddie was like, yeah, but you're not smoking on number one. Because I think Freddie's privy to the fact that Kendrick and Drake don't get along like most people in the industry are.
They're very weird, by the way. The Kendrick Drake story has always been weird.
But you don't get it?
No, it's like a Cold War. It's like a Cold War. They never have actually talked about each other publicly. You know.
Let's get to flashing lights, Laura Stapp.
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Tory Lanez cleared his Instagram account. And then on Twitter, the last thing he tweeted was, it's been real. And according, now these are just gossip blogs and...
Well, it's gotten larger than that. Tory Lanez is now trending, and everybody's cracking jokes about him going to jail.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. Someone help me out. I didn't know what the correlation is between IG's clearing and jail.
I don't know. Maybe this is way of saying he's going to be gone for a while. I have no clue. I don't know. But yeah, the rumor is that Tory Lanez is going to jail for... So I thought it had to do with violating his probation when he came out with the baby at Rolling Loud. He wasn't supposed to be, you know, a certain amount of distance away from Megan Thee Stallion. And then, I don't know, people are saying that they gave him another chance and then he had to, he did some kind of violation again. I don't know.
Well, he tweeted 10 hours ago, it's been real.
Yeah.
Tory Lanez did. So, look, let's see. We'll give it time to play out.
Does
but
that mean...
People are having a field day with it right now, cracking jokes on social media.
This is... there's two things that stand out in my mind. Number one, you guys realize how astounding it is? Without getting deep and going into like all the background of why this happens, just on a surface level, you realize how crazy it is how many like established, successful artists go to jail?
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. so nuts. You know, that's really, because on some level, it's like one of us one day just being like, oh man.
It could happen.
I'm going to jail. Oh,
God forbid.
It could happen. It can absolutely happen.
Except nine times out of ten, it comes with something like this, some story that's so stupid. I'll tell you what, it couldn't happen. Yes, it could happen. But these ones, this sounds so stupid and preventable.
Well, from the beginning. From the beginning. Because remember, never forget that Megan Thee Stallion was not implicating Tory Lanez until she felt like she was being bullied by his team. Then came out many weeks later, and even at first was like, yo, this was intended to hurt me, was keeping his name out of it. She felt, according to her, pushed to say his name. Remember those? She posted
yes,
it. It
yes.
was like, Tory Lanez shot me.
You want to go a step, want to keep going back for earlier than that, though? Why are you bringing a gun to go drink at Kylie Jenner's house? You're bro. You're with the richest people in the world in L.A. You're not moving around. What every step that
well,
you made
Well, people do get robbed
way,
in L.A.
For sure.
But don't you anywhere. Have a bodyguard with you?
Not at Listen, Kylie's all house. Of that. All of that. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying from the beginning.
Yes, step after step to getting here.
Yes. There's and been now, many situations where it did not have to become this.
And we. And then the second part I was going to say is that always stands out about this is how weird this story still is. And I'm not saying I don't believe it. I don't know what I think about it. I know something bad happened and seemingly Tory's who did it. But like, I don't recall a story like this about two celebrities and we still have no real clear picture of what unfolded. Or do we? Did Megan?
No,
Megan,
no.
Even Megan didn't lay out exactly how it happened.
Nope.
I'm assuming it's for legal reasons, but
I hope that we hear at some point. So here's exactly what happened. Because to me, I can't make sense of how stupid you would have to be.
Remember, I also want to remind everyone, it wasn't until Megan got to the doctor and they found bullet fragments in her feet that it even became, I was shot in the foot. She said that glass broke.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And she was like bleeding in the street.
She said that she didn't want to get into all of that and was trying to cover. So I just want to point out that this woman gave you multiple opportunities.
That's what it seems like.
Then you put out an album. You put out remember he put out that album talking about like vaguely talking about what happened and how he felt about Megan. And everybody's like, yo, bro, why are you putting this in an album? Like, what are you doing?
The taunting was so unnecessary.
So real quick, if he says it's been real, it can't just mean he's all of a sudden going to jail. There hasn't been a trial, right?
Well, if he violated some sort of probation, as Laura just pointed out, they could be detaining him because you know what I mean? They let you out on bail or whatever it is. But because remember, they gave him a gun charge in L.A.
But he never did. He didn't have a case yet.
Right? I don't know.
I don't think.
I just know when they say, if you violate this probation one more time, we locking you up. That's what they said the last when he was on stage at the festival with DaBaby, and Megan was the next act. Remember, he wasn't even supposed to be in the same vicinity as her.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him a warning. So if it is true, what people are saying, maybe there was another violation.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 9:01. High of 80 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
411 on the flash lights.
You remember how crazy it was too? You remember Tory just had his huge come up right before this happened?
Yeah.
He was the hottest thing on Instagram
during
the quarantine.
Pandemic.
Hottest thing.
Yes.
Started hanging out with the hottest chick in the game. They seem to be hanging out.
Listen, man, things get crazy for our celebs. And we have one of the crazies that it got crazy for.
We do.
Cat Williams is coming up on a program. Got a show happening at the Barclays soon. Y'all keep it light. We got him on the phones coming up.
You are now rocking with... Yeah. Rocking with... Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.